I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The city of Stockbridge is suing the state in an attempt to keep itself intact. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
Stockbridge is asking a federal judge to stop a vote on the creation of the new city of Eagles Landing. To form Eagles Landing, it would require taking land from Stockbridge. Attorney Kritz Anulowitz represents Stockbridge. He says he expects to win at least one of their challenges against the law.
Whether it is the claims that are brought in the federal lawsuit or the constitutional claims that are currently pending before the Georgia Supreme Court, we think that they are all equally valid.
In May, Governor Nathan Deal signed legislation that gives potential Eagles Landing residents the right to vote on the new city. Last month, a Henry County judge ruled against Stockbridge, but they've appealed to the state Supreme Court. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
A Georgia school superintendent is accused of using racial language in two recorded conversations and discriminating against a black employee. The race discrimination lawsuit says Buford Superintendent Guy Hamby repeatedly used slurs to refer to black workers at a construction site, saying he wanted to kill them. The plaintiff worked for the district for nearly two decades before she was fired in 2017. She says she was discriminated against for speaking up for the black community at school board meetings. Hamby declined to comment. The school board attorney says the authenticity of the recording hasn't been determined. Hamby is among the highest paid Georgia superintendents with a base salary of $308,000 per year. A 15-year-old girl was rescued from sex traffickers in Marietta Monday after she managed to call 911 for help. The teen told officers she was being held captive and forced to have sex with multiple men. Her captives allegedly told her she'd be killed if she tried to leave. 6 a.m. call from the teen led to the arrest of three people at the Days Inn on Northwest Parkway in Marietta and a fourth person at another nearby motel. Marietta police say the investigation is ongoing because there may be additional victims. The Augusta-Richmond County School Board voted yesterday to purchase new body cams for the school system's police force. School Safety Chief Reginald Wade told the Augusta Chronicle that they're replacing older ones that were unable to capture what's occurring during officers' responses to incidents. Money for the new cameras is coming from a Shield Club of Greater Augusta grant. The school board also voted to spend nearly $250,000 for new classroom door locks. That money coming from the Georgia Department of Education school safety grants. And the Cobb County judge, who ruled earlier this week that three Marietta High School football players should be allowed individual appeals of the Georgia High School Association decision to bar them from playing this season due to residency violations last year, has decided that the three can play this year until their appeals are heard and resolved. However, it's unclear whether MHS administrators will allow them to suit up because if the students lose their appeals, the school may have to forfeit any games in which the three participated. Judge Conley Ingram said the students were not afforded, quote, due process or equal protection under the law when GHSA decided to bar them from playing this season without hearing from the students directly. And in sports, the Atlanta Braves defeated the Pittsburgh Pirates last night 6-1. The two teams wrap up their series tonight. First pitch at 7:05. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GPB News.